If you go to the website, yeah, you too can watch the countdown till the website goes live for donations. It's live now. If you go to swnebiggive.org, you can check out, and I encourage people to go ahead of time. Go to the website. You can check out all the organizations. Hopefully, they've got all their information up to date and stuff like that, so you can kind of check it out. You could print off a donation form if you want to come in, you know, if you only got 5 minutes. But you can kind of start preparing on that. But the donations, what that countdown is, that's the countdown till midnight on Thursday, November 6th, which is the 2025 Big Give. So, and it's our 10th annual this year. It's hard to believe we've been at this for 10 years.
How are Lisa and Melissa getting? I'm sure they're your backbone. A lot of it.
They are. Yeah. Yeah. Lisa Felker and Melissa Stritt down at M&B Bank. I mean, they are behind a lot of the donations and all the behind the scenes work and stuff, because as you know, they hate coming out and doing radio and stuff.
I don't understand
they hate me taking their pictures. I've got so many pictures of them hiding underneath the desk, and so yeah, kudos to them. And then, you know, this is run by, you know, by volunteers. The Community Chest Committee runs this, and so we've got representatives from most of the banks are represented on the Horizon Bank and Pinnacle and First Central, and then some other volunteers, community volunteers, just that understand the importance of this, that this one day of giving is just vital to all of these organizations. For some, it's what keeps the lights on and the doors unlocked. For others, it is what gets the major project done this year, and then everywhere in between. So this is just a great opportunity to support those organizations which are near and dear to your heart, or, you know, if you have somebody involved or who benefited from it. But do go check it out at swnebiggive.org.
Yeah, I'm at the site right now. There's a bunch, and again, it's not just McCook; it's Southwest Nebraska now.
It started out as Big Give McCook in 2016, and just slowly grew from there. You know, as we're at 45 organizations this year, the most number of power hours, both online and in person, and then the most number of in-person giving stations. So there's a lot of work that leads up to this, and then one big day that's of stuff. But we realized, you know, that it's not just McCook. You need all these other communities to be strong then too, and so we want them to be successful. So we invited them to be part of our Big Give.
How much money did you raise last year?
Oh, I should look this up. We're, you know, each year it's a little over 200. We've gone over that 200,000 mark. And I put in my column last week that, you know, one of the big things that the number I would like to see, you know, there's all these numbers that are the most every year and stuff like that, but the number I'd like to see is the individual donation. So, you know, it's simple to go on there and just make a donation, $5, $10, whatever you can spare, just to be part of this. If you go to somewhere, if you go to the in-person giving stations, I think you get a sticker like when you vote and stuff like that. But every little donation matters, because there are matching funds available. The major sponsor is M&B Bank and Graf Charitable, and then First Interstate Bank, and then also Community Hospital also chip in, and then there's other sponsors along the way. And again, you can check all those out on the website. That's what makes this day really, really impactful, are those matching funds. Number one, during the power hours, those are really neat. That's an extra $1,000, but there's actually more additional funds that we get at the end of the day, and that's where Melissa and Lisa and their spreadsheets do their magic to get all those matching funds for all those dollars. So the more sponsors we get, the more matching funds there are.
There are in-person voting locations.
Donation. We're not voting today. Tomorrow.
Voting. I mean, in-person locations. I don't know why I put voting in there.
Tomorrow is election day across the country a lot. Jeez. Yes, there's the complete list of in-person giving stations, and I think the first one starts at 8 o'clock, and then it goes to 8 o'clock at the YMCA. I know they're the latest and stuff. And so although they're the power hours, they take donations throughout the day, so you can just stop by. They've got the donation funds in the envelope, or the donation forms and the envelopes that are ready to go, and you can stop in and do that at any time throughout the day. So
Community Hospital 9 to 4, First Central Bank 8 to 4, their power hour is 8 a.m.
Yeah.
First Interstate Bank is 9 to 5, their power hour is 3. First State Bank and Insurance of Cambridge 9 to 4, their power hour is 2. Horizon Bank 8:30 to 5, their power hour is 10 a.m. Indianola Historical Society, that's a new one.
Yeah, they don't have a power hour, but they're setting up in their new building, so they're going to be there, and I think they're grilling hamburgers and stuff too. They'll even feed you if you stop by.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Yeah. MNB Bank, 8:30 to 4, Power Hour at 1 o'clock. McCook Christian Church drive through 5 to 7, Power Hour 6. Pinnacle Bank, 8:30 to 4, Power Hours at 12 noon. Stratton Grandview Community Center, 5 to 6, Power Hours 5 to 6. Waypoint Bank of Cambridge, 9 to 4, Power Hours 2. And the YMCA, 10 to 8, Power Hours 7.
Yeah, so there's, there, like we said, we have these, where people are just making this a really fun day and making it exciting. You know, a couple, as I mentioned, Indianola, I think they're, I talked to Randy Dean, and I think they're going to be grilling hamburgers down there. Stratton is doing a soup supper down there at their community center. And then here in McCook, a couple events that we've done this year. We are doing a soup supper down there at McCook Christian Church. That is the drive-thru. So you don't even have to get out of your vehicle if you want to do it in person. You can drive up and there'll be somebody standing there. But we do encourage you to get out and come in, because we're doing a kind of a soup competition in between by the organizations. They've been asked to, you know, participate, and just they're bringing a roaster or bringing a crock pot of soup, and you get to vote on the top, on the favorite soup, and that organization gets an extra $100 towards their big give amount. Mm-hmm. So please come in, you know, I think it's exciting to be down there. I don't know. I've heard a couple doing dill pickle soup. I did not know it was that popular, but yeah.
Ooh, I love pickles, but I don't know. I've never tried it, so don't beat it until you try it.
You have to stop down there. You know, so we will have that down there at McCook Christian again from 5 to 7, and the Power Hour is 6 to 7 down there. And then the McCook Creative District, which is part of the McCook Arts Council, they're doing a concert down at the Poor Farm down on Norris Avenue. Jeff Black, he's kind of a regular down there at the Beer Rock. He's been down there a couple times, one of Matt Sainert's favorite performers. So we're bringing, he just missed coming to McCook. And so we're bringing him in on Thursday. He will be down there at the Poor Farm again. That's right next to the Fox Theater. It's just a free will donation with proceeds going to the Creative District. I think doors, you'd think I'd know this. The doors open at 6:30, yep. And the concert starts around 7 o'clock, and it is a listening room. You know, it's just going to be, you know, just everybody kind of sitting around. He's a wonderful storyteller and songwriter, and so come check that out. So
cool. Okay, you got a busy week ahead of you.
We do, you know, so that'll be fun. So I'm excited, you know, it's a lot of work goes into this, and kudos to Melissa and Lisa, and, you know, there's Jean, Pam, Stacey, I'd start listing everybody off, Trisha, all those people that are on the community chest. Thank you to all of their work throughout the, you know, throughout the year, Johanna down at Pinnacle. And so a lot of work going into it, and looking forward to the numbers on Friday.
Cool.
Yeah.
I did an interview. I told you the other day, I did an interview with Jeff Yost, yes. Nebraska Community Foundation. That's coming up here. I'm going to play that here in just a little bit. But he had great things to say about you and what the McCook Community Foundation is doing right now.
We are. It's fun. You know, that's actually, the Community Chest is one of our sub accounts. We have 20 some sub accounts that we've helped out. We've helped CASA get launched. You know, we were part of the Children's Museum, the Inclusive Playground. We've kind of touched all of those organizations. So please go check out McCookFoundation.org, and you can see everything that we're involved. That's what we get through this week. And then, yeah, we all head down to La Vista for the annual training down there, and we're speakers and share all the good things that are going on down there in McCook. One of the neat things, if somebody knows somebody that lives down there, that we started last year, it's called our East End event. And one of the things that we do is, the night before, we know we're going down there to that area, the McCook Foundation is hosting an East End event. We hook up with former McCook residents and alumni just to kind of get them up to speed on what's going on in McCook. So Nate Schneider, the city manager, is there, and Linda Taylor, the mayor. And they just kind of share with all the former residents what's going mm-hmm. on in McCook. And it's like a tailgate party. We had such a good time last year. So we're doing that again here next week. So we'll see, like, Jerry and Sherry Beckenauer, and, you know,
cool.
Rex Nelson is coming up and stuff. And so we're excited to see all those former McCook residents. We're going to get to catch them up to speed on everything going on in McCook. So it should be fun.
You know, that happens to you. I went to daughter's volleyball game at Doan the other day. I ran into McCook High School alum Anthony Davis was there. I with the McCook Seward game, I ran into Corey Collins, who's a McCook High School grad. So it's Eastern folks still keeping tabs.
They
might not come back very much, but they still keep in touch what's going on.
So we just want to kind of keep them up to speed on what's going on and stuff. So we're looking forward to that.
Anything else?
I do. Because we just didn't have enough going on this
week. Of course.
On Friday, November 7th, we are actually having the Nebraska State Poet. Jewel Rogers will be in town. Okay, this is awful. I don't know if she's the granddaughter or the daughter of Johnny Rogers. That is awful. I would think. How old do you think Johnny Rogers is?
Yeah, he's got to be 70 years old,
isn't he? I think it's his granddaughter. Okay so it is Johnny Rogers' granddaughter. Jewel Rogers is the Nebraska State poet. She took over at the beginning of the year for Matt Mason. Matt Mason was out here numerous times, just loved coming to McCook in southwest Nebraska. So this is Jewel Rogers' first time coming to McCook. She will be down at the Poor Farm down there next to the Fox, 416 Norris, next Friday. Again, no charge for this. She just wanted to come out and do an event in McCook. We've got Annabelle Wilson. You know, she did the Nebraska Public Radio show a couple weeks ago. She's going to be reading a couple pieces of her poetry. She's from St. Pat's. So, again, doors open. Man, we're going to say 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
This is kind of, you know, this is come and go, and just come and check it out. But just really privileged that the Nebraska State poet had wanted to visit McCook. So again, Friday, check that out. Again, that's, you can go to the Creative District website, give us a holler, check out the McCook Chamber website and check that out then too. So
you want to know more about Jewel Rogers, it's just jewelrogers.com. It has her own website and everything.
Yeah, so she will be here Friday. So she's actually coming on Thursday because she's coming to the Jeff Black concert. Mm-hmm. Is going up to the school all day on Friday. She's hooking up with a couple of the high school classes, and then she'll be performing down at the Poor Farm at 416 Norris on Friday night. So again, open to the public, no charge. We just like doing these events and getting people out. So yeah, a little bit going on.